This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Large columns of smoke rose over Gaza on Saturday as Israeli sirens sounded in response to rockets fired into southern Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. More than 23,000 people in Gaza have been killed during Israel's military campaign, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory. The war was triggered by Hamas' surprise attack on Israel on October 7th, which claimed the lives of more than 1,200 people. After the latest U.S.-British airstrikes against Houthi militia targets in Yemen, analysts in Egypt are raising concerns of a widening conflict that will further affect shipping in the Suez Canal and cause damage to the regional and world economy. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Former Egyptian Deputy Foreign Minister Hussein Hariri told Arab media that if the U.S.-British attacks on the Houthis continue, it's not going to resolve the problem, but exacerbate it and cause a widening of the conflict to other fronts in the region and affect both the security and the economies of the Middle East and Europe. Hariri noted that an escalating conflict could result in an attack on a U.S. or British warship that would force a more robust response from the U.S. or Britain. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one can stop Israel's war against Hamas, including the World Court. Netanyahu delivered a defiant televised speech late Saturday as fighting in Gaza neared the 100-day mark. Netanyahu spoke after the International Court of Justice at The Hague held 2 days of hearings on South Africa's allegations that Israel is committing genocide. This is VOA News. Taiwan's presidential election has been won by the ruling party candidate who was strongly opposed by China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Taipei, at the Democratic Progressive Party headquarters, a crowd erupted in cheers as ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election as his opponents conceded. In the crowd, physical therapist Si Xin-cho told the AP,
"We love freedom! We love democracy! We suppose! To choose our new president!"
Beijing strongly opposes Lai, the current vice president, who abandoned his medical career to pursue politics from the grassroots to the presidency. At stake is peace, social stability and prosperity on the island, which Beijing claims as its own, and to be retaken by force if necessary. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sudan's army-aligned government on Saturday spurned an invitation to an East African summit and rebuked the United Nations for engaging with the commander of rival paramilitary forces 9 months after war broke out between the regular army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The war has killed more than 13,000 people, according to a conservative estimate by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The World Health Organization reminded the world Friday COVID-19 is still out there and is still deadly, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with the French news agency AFP, WHO COVID technical lead Maria Van Kerkhove said they are still getting reports of fatalities, as many as 10,000 a month, with more than half of those reported from the United States and another 1,000 from Italy. And she said they're only receiving data from 50 countries, so the number of deaths from COVID is likely much higher.
By the end of 2023, 31st of December, more than 7 million people have been reported to WHO as having died from COVID-19. We know that that number is certainly higher, so we expect that the actual true number is at least 3 times higher. So those 7 million deaths are COVID only, which is truly astonishing.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Guatemalan President-elect Bernardo Arvelo's imminent inauguration and the unrelenting pursuit of him and his party by the Attorney General is causing tension this weekend. Despite Arvelo's wide margin of victory in elections certified by Guatemalan authorities and declared fair by international observers, he has been a target of prosecutors since his surprise second-place showing in June's first round of voting. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.